Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio. I'm your host, Deborah Bailey. And when I started this show in 2008, I was on a mission to promote women-owned businesses and help women succeed by providing resources and valuable tips from other women and men, small business owners. In each interview, my guests speak openly about their triumphs, the scary times, and tough decisions they have to make along the way. Women Entrepreneurs Radio is about showing women how to harness their natural strengths to achieve success on their own terms. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. And I am really glad you could join us today. And if you're listening to this show on Podomatic, you're listening on iTunes. The show can also be found on iHeartRadio and Spotify, YouTube. I post on LinkedIn also. So there's several other platforms the show's available on, if there's different ones that you prefer to listen to. If you are on iTunes, if you're listening in your iPad, iPhone, however, it would be great if you could leave a review of the show. You can just scroll down. And it shows a place right there where you can leave stars. 5 stars would be great. And you could also leave a quick written review. It would be wonderful because that helps the show to be found by more listeners. So I hope that if you've enjoyed this, you will take a moment or two and just leave your feedback there. It would be much appreciated. Also, you can go to womenentrepreneursecrets.com. And you look under podcasts in the menu, and you can also see a list of some of the platforms the show is on if you want to click through there and check it out. And there's also the show guidelines. If you're interested in being a guest, you can download them from that page as well. And if you want to know more about me and my services, you can go to dbaileycoach.com. And it gets more information about some coaching that I do and also some books I've published. And there's a ton of blog posts there of interest to entrepreneurs. And also you can check out my fiction site. You can check out my books there at brightstreetbooks.com. So those are just a couple places that you can check out. I hope that you do. So we're going to get started today. My guest, Portia Sterling, is an Atlanta, GA-based author, publisher, entrepreneur, and influencer. She's best known for her breakout hit novel series, Bad Boys Do It Better. Her debut novel, Three Queens, was released in 2014. Shortly after, Portia launched her publishing company, Royalty Publishing House, which quickly became the number one women-owned independent publishing company in the nation. Her work has won numerous awards, including being the 2019 literary honoree for the Kimmy Awards by She Magazine. She just produced her first feature film for Amazon, with more films on the way. So welcome to the show, Portia.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I'm really glad to have you here. And, you know, I love particularly to talk to authors. I don't really get to talk to enough of them, I think, enough of fiction authors in particular. So I'm always excited when I get a chance to have a conversation with an author. So before we get started on your busy schedule and how you're managing all these great things that you're doing, could you please just share a little bit about how you got started as an entrepreneur?
Sure. You know what? It's interesting because from the time that I was really, you know, from the time I was younger and kind of thinking about what I wanted to do with my life, I felt then that I wanted to write. I read everything. I was an avid reader as a child. My background is I grew up with my grandmother raised me, and she was really against just having kids sit in front of the television all day. So a lot of our time was spent at the library, grabbing books, reading. And from that, I started writing. But then as I got older and life kind of settled in and, you know, you get the pressure from family saying, okay, you need to find a career. I went into business. So I went to college. I went to undergrad, got a degree there, got my master's in business, and then went into the corporate world. And I think it was at that point where I just woke up one day and I was like, this isn't what I want to do. I was like, this, I can't anymore. Like, I really felt like I needed, I was just unhappy. So I actually went back to writing as a form of therapy, to just kind of have an outlet. You know, I write fiction. So in a lot of ways it's therapeutic for me. I live out fantasies, all of this stuff with through writing. And I let someone read what I wrote, and it was a friend of mine, and she was like, you know what? This is really good. Like, you really should think about publishing it. And that's really how my journey starts. So I published that book, and I wasn't really expecting anything to come of it. Like, my goal was, if I could just have one person read it and say they love it, then I'm happy. Mm-hmm. And I had a lot of people coming back and telling me that not only did they enjoy reading the book, Three Queens, but they identified with the characters. And from there, I just continued writing. I decided to write full time and started my publishing company, and it just took off from there.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's terrific. And that's just what you want to hear, that people can identify with your characters.
Yeah, it was amazing, because it was something that I started to help myself, and I didn't realize how much that, kind of going through the situations that these women faced in the book, you know, other people were able to read that and identify with it, and it helped them as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And that's really the special thing about books, is that people really can read and take in information about different worlds, but also they could take in things that really remind them of their own situation as well.
Right.
And their own lives and what they've been through. So it's just so powerful and so important for people to write you, if you're called to put those words on the page. That's why it's just so important, because there's a reason you're being called to do that.
Right.
And you really don't, maybe don't understand that at the moment, but once you put your work out there, there's people who are waiting for that. So I think that is really great that you followed that call and you just went and you did it and you got that great reception. So what led you to say, okay, I'm going to hop into this world of publishing, because that is, the publishing industry is no joke.
That is an accurate statement.
How'd you say, okay, I'm ready for this step? How did you make that decision?
Well, it started with me kind of going through my writing career, and I had a lot of people reaching out to me and asking me, how can I get started writing a book? Or I had this book, you know, in my head, or the story in my head, and they would look to me to mentor them through the process. Like, how did you go from thinking of something and putting it on paper and publishing it? Mm-hmm. So it started from there, and me kind of working with people to mentor them through, becoming an author, or their journey to being a published author. Mm-hmm. And also I pulled in my experience, because my first book, I went through a publisher. I didn't self-publish that one. Mm-hmm. I went through a publisher, and I kind of took my experience and the things that I wish that I would have had during that process of publishing my first series, and came up with the idea of having a publishing company that doesn't just put books out there for people to read, but actually grabs authors and mentors them through their writing careers. So that's when I decided to start Royalty Publishing House. And what I love about it is that I'll see the actual process that an author goes through, and the growth that they have, from their first book that they put out to their third book that they put out. Mm-hmm. So we work together. A lot of my authors, they come in and it's their first book that they've ever written that I publish, and through us working together and working on their writing, I can see their growth, and I actually can see how they're able to grow their fan base and be able to have careers of their own. Mm-hmm. And that's pretty much what started me into deciding to publish. Mm-hmm. Was just wanting to be influential to other people who who were trying to go through the same process that I did with putting my books out.
Mm-hmm. So what is your process for deciding on the authors to bring into your publishing house? Is it something that you see in them, or you just have a certain, let's say, a ways that you're mentoring them, that you know who's going to be the person who really you should publish?
What I look for people that are, that have a passion for writing, first of all. So that's really important to me. I look for people who want to work hard. They really desire to make the transition like I did from, you know, either having a job in the corporate world or whatever it is they're doing. And they really want to figure out a way to transition from that state to being a full-time author. And the main thing I look, you know, of course, there's the talent piece. I look for someone who has a story to tell and they have the tools to get it out there, but they're also at a place where they're able to accept critique and they're able to, they're willing to learn. And that's worked out really well for me so far. I have so many authors that have come in and we've worked together and they've gone on to establish incredible fan bases to the point where they can then transition from being published under my company to publishing on their own and taking other authors under their wings. I really feel like it's in a way it's my passion is writing and publishing, but it's also my ministry in a way because I'm able to help other people to kind of travel the same journey that I did.
So as far as the business end of that, was that hard for you to set that up and establish it?
Not at all. And I think it had a lot to do with my background. So initially I was like, you know what? I just spent all this time getting this degree and, you know, I'm not even in doing that. You know, I was like, you know, I really want to write. I went into writing and I have this degree that I'm not using, but I fall back on all of my education and all of the things that I learned in business now when it comes to being a business owner and having a publishing company. My background was in HR, human resources. So a lot of the stuff that I did during that time as far as coaching and, you know, setting up an organization, having it organized, these rules, all of that stuff, compliance, all of that, I find myself pulling from that experience and using it in ways that I've actually set up my company and other things that I've done. So it wasn't hard in that aspect because I had the background to kind of get it started. So I'm sure that my family's happy that I'm at least putting that degree.
Right. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Cause you never know sometimes how you're going to use, this education to people.
Right.
It seems like you take so long to get and then you're like, okay, what am I doing with this?
Right.
So it's good to know that somebody really is getting something.
Yeah. And then my bachelor's was in psychology and I promise, like, some days I feel like I'm a therapist to my authors and some things, you know, so it really all kind of worked hand in hand. And I think a lot of that, I definitely feel like a lot of what I learned and what I learned through my experience in the corporate world, I use in everyday life now.
Right. And who would have thought that?
Right. I had no idea.
Right. When you're in there, you're like, oh, I have to get out. And then you never know how that experience will benefit you in some way down the road. But you have so much going on. I'm guessing that you also still writing?
Yes, I am. I actually just completed a project. I partnered with Kensington, it's a major publishing company, so I partnered my company with that one to complete a novel that'll come out next year, and I just completed that one. I'm so happy to
congratulations.
Have that one done. Thank you. So that's coming out, and then I have another one that I'll be self-publishing that'll come out before the end of this year. Mm-hmm. So that's, I'm still writing as much as I can and trying to balance that along with publishing and films and all of the other stuff that I have going on.
Well, that's what we were going to touch on. I'm sure that's really the whole conversation is how you're balancing multiple tasks and projects. But we're going to touch a little bit about your films. But how does that work when you're the publisher and working with authors, and now you got to go be the author again? Like,
right?
How do you balance that?
Right. You know, it's really hard. I'm going to be extremely transparent in saying that it's hard, and it's something that I'm learning how to do every day is trying to maintain that balance. Mm-hmm. And I try to stick to a schedule. The thing with writing is that it's so tied into your emotional state, your mental state, mm-hmm. all of that. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I'm one of those people, like if I get locked into something, I'm there and I cancel out everything else. Mm-hmm. So if I'm writing, my mind is one track on writing and everything else kind of falls out. And if I'm working on business, it's the same way. So I really have to be consistent in how I plan out my day. But the what I look at when it comes to writing is if I'm mentoring authors and I'm teaching them about how to build a career with writing, how to build a career out of their passion, I have to be a role model and I have to live by the same advice that I'm giving them. Mm-hmm. So I pull from that when I'm setting up my deadlines for when I want to get books out. Mm-hmm. And then I also feel a responsibility to my readers who love to read my work because they don't want to, you know, they love that I'm doing a lot of stuff, but at the end of the day, they don't want to see me publishing and not putting out anything for them.
Right.
So right. I take that responsibility seriously, but then my writing is still a therapy for me as mm-hmm. well. So when I get to the point where I'm stressed out because I have so much going on, writing is therapeutic in that sense where it's a stress reliever. Mm-hmm. So I just have to try to maintain a schedule and just be consistent with sticking to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. And it's not easy just as a writer, not to mention running a publishing house. That's a whole other level. And then writers who also now have to be mentored, as you said, through the process. And that's a whole other thing that you're called on to do. So what brought you to decide you were going to do films?
Well, I actually, my husband, he's a writer as well and a publisher.
Mm-hmm. Great.
So, with us, it was kind of a natural transition. Mm-hmm. Like we have books that we're putting out and we have so many people that love the books and it just seemed natural to want to dive into making films out of those books. Mm-hmm. So that's pretty much what we're working on now. We have the one film that's on Amazon Prime now, Summer Madness, and then we are scheduled to start filming some of the books that we've written together, some books that our authors have written. So we're excited about that because we have a lot of readers who have enjoyed these series. So just mm-hmm. to see them, you know, turned into movies, just an exciting thing.
That sounds exciting. And just considering that we are in a time that you could do that.
Right.
You know, because it's not like people haven't done these things in the past, but they have to go through a lot to do that.
Right.
Jump through a lot of hurdles to try to do that. And now we have everything pretty much accessed online. It's a whole other kind of world. So when it comes to doing the films, how do you put that together? Like, I'm like trying to imagine how you even say, okay, I'm gonna pull these folks together. I'm gonna do this to do the film. How different is that from from publishing?
It's extremely different. Because honestly, going in, I didn't think that it would be as tough as it is. Because in the end, you know, I'm thinking, you know, you already have the book written, you have a vision. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is pull a team together and get it going. But it really is a whole job in itself. And just being able to, especially when you're working with projects written by other authors, and they already see in their head who they want to, you know, who they want to cast as who and how they want everything to go.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it can be an incredibly tough process. Writing, we refer to books as our babies. Like, you know, it's something you kind of birthed out through your imagination and you put your creativity in and all this work. So on one end, you have to respect that coming from an author. And I understand that directly because I've written books. And then you have to balance that against, you know, what works right with film. And if you have a 300-page book, how do you condense that down into an hour and a half? So, you know, what's important, what's not important, what can we cut out? And when you're speaking to an author, they don't want to cut anything out because that's important. Right. So, it's an incredibly tough process. Even the script part of it, because with writing, you're writing in, prose, right? Mm-hmm. So then when you go to writing a script and it's like, oh, well, I don't have to write all of this description because people are going to see it on the screen. It's just a whole different mindset, a whole different way of thinking. And I'm grateful for the process because it's a way of teaching yourself how to be flexible. Is a challenge, right? But you know, at the same time, I can't say that it's easy.
So the writers are working with you on the script, or like they get to say what happens.
Right. So we're working with, this is a process that we have ongoing at the moment. So we're working on the author learning as well how to take their book and transition it into a script. And then of course we assist them with that through that process. So it's another form of mentoring, but this time on the film side. And from there, then we're able to shoot it and create the film.
Yeah, so that must be very interesting. As you were saying, they may not want to cut anything out of this story.
Exactly. When you're talking to an author about, oh, well, we can include this, but we can't include that. It's a process, like I said, we have to respect because we understand it, being that we know the process of actually writing a book and then having to say, oh, well, this isn't as important, or we might need to change this.
Right. And yeah, that's hard for someone who has created all those characters and doesn't want to let any of that go. So that must be a challenge there, I think. So also, I guess they are also involved with the casting and everything else. Is that, you know,
yes,
the whole process?
Definitely. How I've run my publishing company is I really have I'm really big on having that personal relationship. And I like all of the authors that I work with to have say in how their product goes out to the world. So when it comes to covers and all of that, I know like a lot of publishers, some authors will see the cover and when they see it, that's what they're going with. They don't really have any input there. But I like for the authors to have a say in everything that's done before we put it out, because it's really something they've created. So I feel the same way with when it comes to taking their books and making them into films, that they should have some say in that as well.
Well, that's good. Because as you said, a lot of times the author doesn't really have much of a say at all.
Right.
Yeah. In anything. So they just,
right.
And a lot of people don't even know that until they really get involved.
Exactly.
Yeah, they don't realize how little say that they may have on these decisions that these corporations end up making for their own reasons. So, you know, sometimes writers can get pretty frustrated by that, but I can imagine this must be a big opportunity for them to see how this can be done and possibly for the future. Who knows what other things they may want to do, but right. Now they're being mentored.
Right, right. And that's really my goal, even with publishing is, you know, I tell the authors that when they come in, like, you're not going to want to be under a publisher forever. Mm-hmm. Most times they don't want to be under a publisher forever. And I'm okay with that because part of my role is mentoring them through the process to at some point they can self-publish. Now, some authors, they don't want to handle the business side of publishing, mm-hmm. and that's fine. But a lot of the authors that I have coming in at some point, they do want to self-publish. So the great thing with my publishing company is that I work with them to get them to that level where they know everything they need to know. So when that time comes and they're ready, they can have that business on their own if that's what mm-hmm. they choose to do.
So as far as, you know, you managing all these different things, do you have a relatively large team helping you? Like, how do you manage all of that?
I do have a team. I have an incredible team. That's mm-hmm. one thing I cannot take credit for being able to do any of the things that I've been able to do. I can't take all the credit because if it had not been for my team, I wouldn't be able to do it. My assistant is my lifeline. Michelle, I don't know what I would do without her. She is an incredible asset to the company. And she actually started out with me because she was such an avid reader. We would have books come out and she's one of those people, she can read like 5 to 10 books in a day.
Wow.
Yeah, she loves reading. She sees it as an escape and she is quick with it. And so she just was so supportive of the authors and that were coming out of the company. And mm-hmm. Even before I brought her on officially, like, they were sending their books to her prior to them being published, just asking her for, you know, her feedback on them. Mm-hmm. And so when I brought her on, she just already knew so much about the team. It was just a no-brainer that I needed her assistant, mm-hmm. her assistance. But yeah, I have a great team and we all work together. We kind of consider ourselves like a little family. mm-hmm. And even with the authors, I try to make sure that I have a culture of them, you know, feeling like they can help each other. Like if someone has writer's block or something, they know they can reach out to another author to have them look over their work or bounce mm-hmm. ideas off of each other. So a lot of how the company is structured is so that everyone can kind of help each other.
That's such a great attitude to have because a lot of times people are afraid to let go of control. And I mean, I'm sure, you know, you've met those kinds of people in corporate that mm-hmm. micromanage you to death and so right. don't want to give up anything. So that's something to teach you what not to do. But mm-hmm. yeah, trusting, having a team that you can trust really frees you up now.
Yes, it does. And I have about a little under 80 authors now. So when I had a team of, when I had just like 10 authors mm-hmm. and I was starting out, I was able to, like, I think when I started out, everybody still has my personal number now. Mm-hmm. But when I started out, my phone never was off. Like, I didn't have any do not disturb hours. Even if I was writing, I would stop writing and grab the phone. Mm-hmm. And it was okay with 10 people. But then when I went up to 80, I was like, okay.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
Yeah, I was like, okay, this probably won't quite work out how I think it should. So it's really good now that they feel comfortable reaching out to each other if I'm not able to speak to them right then because I'm writing or doing something else, but it's made for a great group.
That's really terrific, and that's an attitude you have to have if you want to grow what you're doing. So That's a perfect way to look at it. So Portia, could you please share with everyone where they can find out more about you and your companies?
Sure. Definitely. Well, my website is PortiaSterling.com. It's Portia with a C, P-O-R-S-C-H-A, Sterling.com. My company website is Royalty Publishing House, and I'm on all social media outlets under Portia Sterling.
And also they can find your movies on Amazon?
Yes. Summer Madness is a two-part film. It's on Amazon Prime. There's another one coming out. It's called Life, and it's based on a novel written by Leo Sullivan. And then we wrote a book together called Gangland, and that's what we're working on next, as well as some others from our authors.
So how do you decide in terms of your writing career? Like you're partnering with Kensington and with other writers. How do you decide, okay, this is how I want my writing career to go? In terms of everything else you've got going on, how do you make those decisions right now for your writing?
For one, I really try to be honest with myself about what I have the time to handle at the moment, because I'm definitely a perfectionist with how I do things. And so I never want to get in a position where I have so much going on that I can't pay adequate amount of time to what's on my plate. So I think it starts with that. Like, what do I have the time to do right now? Because there's a lot of opportunities that came to me in moments where I just didn't have the time to seize them right then. And so I think from that, I learned two things. I learned the importance of having a team, a strong team. And then I also learned how to prioritize what I have on my plate at the moment. So, and then a lot of the decisions that I've made as far as partnering, like this partnership with Kensington and another one that I haven't announced just yet, but it's on the way. It has to do with what avenues I want to open up to the authors that I have signed under me. So, I like to use myself as the guinea pig to kind of test different areas first, because my overall goal is to be able to open up that avenue for them so that they have access to different areas after I've tried them out. So like the movies, you know, it's kind of testing that out, and then I can open that up, and that'll be something else that I'll be able to do with their books.
And as far as, you know, I know book marketing is every author so <it's laughs> fixated on book marketing. So, you know, how do you manage that marketing so that your books and your authors get out there?
You know, I think what made my career so successful in the beginning was that I kind of came into it being very much involved with my readers. So I developed a personal relationship with them. You know, I'm on social media. If they commented on something or if they popped up in my DMs or something like that, I spoke with them. I was honest with them on, you know, if I had projects coming out, they had questions about them, or they were wondering like why I don't have anything coming out at the moment. I was, you know, I was very transparent in that way. And I also accepted any critiques that they had. And I think a lot of that, me being kind of open and honest and developing those relationships, being on my social media pages and making videos and speaking with them, and they, you know, I kind of developed a personal relationship that helped a lot with building the overall brand. And in the beginning, I feel like that helped me a lot with marketing, because then I didn't have this huge budget to put into, you know, all of these different ads and all of this stuff in the very beginning. So a lot of what was happening with my books was word of mouth. Some me going into book clubs, into groups, and speaking at my books, and maybe giving away one or two copies, and people sharing, you know, sharing links and all of that. So it started out that way. And then when I started my publishing company, those same people that supported my books, they supported the authors. And so then when it got to the point that we've grown enough where I could have a great budget for marketing, I just, you know, I was able to put it into that. But I think we had already established like a firm, a solid fan base of readers mm-hmm. at that point. And that's what helped a lot. So I'm just now, really looking into other ways of spreading the word out there, but we've kind of been able to get a solid footing in that way. And that's another thing I mentor my authors on doing is like building relationships with their readers, because it's just proved to be so beneficial to me over time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's obviously a great idea, because then they feel like they have that connection, and then they're looking out for what else are you doing. And of course, you know, they see that you are now mentoring other authors, and they're going to want to know more about them as well.
Right. And yeah. I also feel like being intentional with the message, mm-hmm. even though we're writing fiction books, and a lot of it has to do with, you know, creating a fantasy world. I mean, I write romance, so a lot of people read romance to escape. I'm intentional with having a message in there or something, some kind of piece where people can see growth with the characters and see them go through trials, tribulations, and kind of pull out of that. And I think that is another reason why I'm able to connect with readers, and they kind of share the books that we have coming out with others. So mm-hmm. when, you know, there's always a lot of different ways you can market books, like the traditional mm-hmm. ways, you know, there's a lot of different tools you can use and all of that. But I really think that creating that personal relationship is priceless.
Yeah, that's the basics of marketing, isn't it? You know, mm-hmm. just connecting with one person, they tell another person, they tell another right. person.
Exactly.
It's the word of mouth that's really where it all started, even before everything else came along, all the technology and everything. But it comes down to that personal connection. That's very true. So, Portia, where do you see your companies going? Where do you see you going?
Well, I really want to expand out. Like I really, my goal now is to just scale up and be a full service publishing company. So we, for the most part, all of our novels, well, all of them really are romance novels. So I publish different genres in romance, contemporary, urban, paranormal, but you know, I have so many other people that reach out and they might write mystery or, you know, so I'm looking now to dive into other markets and assist those writers as well. And then also I have a lot of people that are in business, and they might, you know, come to me and they ask for help just putting books together. So that'll be my next step, is to dive into those services where I can just assist people who, you know, they have a business doing something and they would like to have a book, but they have no idea how to even start with that, and just mm-hmm. assisting them with going through that process.
That's a great idea. That really is. Yeah, it is. It is. Because people want to get their words out there, their thoughts out there, and they know at least when they work with you that you're going to look after them. And, you know, as we know, there's a lot of ripoffs and stuff going on.
Yeah, that's definitely something that I've done a lot of videos on, is letting authors know, like, if you go to a publishing company and they're saying, you know, I need you to pay this much to get your book out there, like, run away.
Right. Yeah.
You know, because that's not a place where you want to be. Like, and a publisher should never ask you for money to put your book out. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just things like that.
Yeah. A lot of people don't realize that. Actually, they really do think they have to pay all this money, and you can see how people get caught.
Right, right.
So I think that's great too, because you know, it's too much ripoffs in this industry, where people are so, you know, a lot of times they really have that book in them, and that's why I think a lot of times they play on that.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's great to know that, you know, you can give them something else to see how they should learn now how to really manage their writing in their business. So, are you still looking for authors, Portia, in case anybody hears this and says, I want to connect with Portia?
Yes, definitely. I'm always, our submissions process never closes, because I, you know, I'm always willing to take a look at someone's work. Now, whether, you know, sometimes something comes in and I'm like, okay, we're not publishing in this space yet, but I always at that point will refer them to another company that I know publishes that material. So we never just totally shut down, because you never know what you might be blocking yourself out from.
True.
From seeing if you do that. So yeah, our submissions form is on our website, Royalty Publishing House, and we review it. We give you feedback regardless to whether we're going, you know, we're able to publish it or not. And then, like I said, when I launch the other end of the publishing services that we'll offer, we'll be able to assist people who want to self-publish but just need help with that as well. And then I have an app. It's called the Lit Reading app. And that one is also for people who, authors who already have all of their book together. They have their manuscript, they have the cover, all of that. And they just want to put it on a different tool for more exposure. So that's another app that we offer as well. And sometimes if I know someone wants to self-publish, I'll direct them there to just have access to additional readers. And they also have access to my mailing list of readers through that app as well, because we promote for Royalty.
Wow, you've got so many things going on here for us. I'm excited that you're still writing with all of your businesses and everything going on. That's really great. And that shows that that's something you feel you have to continue with, because you're called to do that. So that's great to hear, because a lot of writers wouldn't be able to.
Yeah, I don't, you know, I really don't know how I would just be able to stop, because I could be anywhere. Honestly, what I try to do after I finish a project is take a week break. Mm-hmm. And I've never been able to do that. So, like, I'll be like, okay, I'm not going to write or think of anything for this week, and I'll find myself outlining my next book. I don't know what I would do with myself.
Of course, this has really been a wonderful conversation. I am so glad to came and shared everything you're doing. And, you know, before we wrap up, do you have any final thoughts that you'd like to share?
Well, I do want to share for anyone that's listening that in March of 2020, I'm presenting, we're calling it the Lit Reading Retreat. So Terry McMillan will be there. She has a book coming out actually in March. And she is our keynote speaker for the gala. It's a formal event that we're having during that weekend. So it's going to be an incredible event for readers, authors. We're having author workshops, some people from that have major publishing companies, representatives from those companies are coming in, and I have a lot of other authors that I'll be announcing soon who are very well known, and they'll be coming that weekend as well. So I hope that my dream and my goal is for it to be like that ultimate reading retreat. Like, if you're a reader and you're as excited about books as I am, and you kind of go here and it's just like a one-stop shop for everything. You get to hear from your favorite authors and be there. They sign books and all of that. And have a good time networking with other people who love books as much as you do. So that's coming up. It's litreadingretreat.com is the website. It has all the information.
That's terrific. Wow. And yet something else that you're doing.
Yeah, it is. But I really try to figure out what it is that I wish was out there, because like I said, I've been reading books back to back since I was before I can even remember. But so I think about things like that, and I've always wanted to have, or you know, like some space where other people that love books just as much as I do, we can kind of come together and have like this huge book club discussion. It's basically like huge book club. We can all talk about these books we love and be excited, and nobody's looking at us like, are they really like jumping up and down and hollering about a book?
that's something readers and writers will understand. Definitely. Exactly.
And then, like I said, there's author workshops. So it's, you know, even if you've written a book or you're thinking about writing a book, there's workshops for you to come and learn. And you're learning from publishers who are a part of major publishing companies. You're learning from indie publishers who have been successful doing that. Authors who have had multiple, you know, number one bestsellers. So it's like a great place to get started or to even scale up your journey as an author.
That sounds like that's going to be exciting. So I really am sure that is going to be a great event, and I'm you know, sure you're looking into having that grow and continue and really probably take over every we'll see those retreats all over the country soon and the world. So
right, yeah, I'm excited about it.
I think that's great. And you know, everything that you're working on, it sounds exciting. And like I said, I'm really glad that you could take the time to have this conversation and share everything that you're doing. And well, good luck with everything.
Thank you so much. Because
it just all sounds great. I'm really happy that you were able to leave corporate and follow your dream.
Right.
Because this sounds a lot more exciting than corporate usually is for us. So this was definitely the way that you were to go. So thanks again for joining me, Portia. It's been wonderful.
Thanks. I appreciate you having me.
So everyone, I know you enjoyed this show, and definitely check out Portia's website, check out her books, and also, you know, if you're interested in the retreat, that's something else to put on your calendar. And if you're a writer, you know what to do. So definitely share this with your friends, share this on social media, and let them know to come and listen in. So once again, to Women Entrepreneurs Radio with your host, Deborah Bailey. Thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you again next time. Bye. Thanks for joining us. You can also join in the conversation on facebook.com/womenentrepreneurs and on the website womenentrepreneursecrets.com. And don't forget to listen in on dvcoach.podomatic.com and on iTunes.